This is Savages in the Box.
I want you to feel us.
Now here's Chris Carlin.
It is a Friday. It is a big weekend for the Yankees, who have dropped five in a row. It is Savages in the Box. Yankees, Mets this weekend. Five games in 2 days. And oftentimes, the best cure for what ails you is the New York Mets. But we'll see if that's the case for the Yankees this coming weekend. Off the day off, we do have some news to get into. Number one, Aaron Boone said that Aaron Judge did end up having an MRI. They are still awaiting the official results. That was of late Thursday afternoon, but it appeared to be the exact same injury that he had before with his calf. Of course, he came back, played six innings, and then came out of the game on Wednesday night, and he absolutely did indicate that a trip to the injured list is entirely possible. And at this point, when the manager says that, you would expect it to be probable, if not exceptionally likely. Nothing more to say on the injury other than we know that Aaron Judge, just like Giancarlo Stanton with a similar body, cannot be trusted to stay healthy. We detailed that yesterday. There's not much more to get into it beyond that other than trying to figure out who's going to be able to carry the load offensively. Well, it was interesting. On Thursday's Michael Kay show, I was filling in along with Peter Rosenberg, and we had Mark Teixeira in his weekly spot, and I asked him that very question. Who is it that's capable of doing that, considering who's on the injured list right now? And he brought up the name Aaron Hicks, and that's not a name I was expecting to hear, frankly, because as we know, when it comes to injuries, he's had more than his share. And he hasn't had a dynamic year by any stretch. Aaron Hicks does one thing really well offensively, and that's get on base. But does he ever really elevate to carry a team over a period of time? So I went back and took a look at his 4.5 years here in Pinstripes and looked back month by month. And there was never really a month where Aaron Hicks went nuts. He had a month here and a month there where he had 6 home runs, 17 runs batted in, but there wasn't a 25 RBI month anywhere. There wasn't a month anywhere where you would say he could absolutely have carried the team through that period. In fact, there wasn't even a month based on his numbers that was worth going back and looking to see how the Yankees did in that particular month. Decent numbers here and there, but I disagree with Teixeira. I just don't see that Aaron Hicks could be the guy to carry the Yankees. Now, a couple of guys that could be would be Gary Sanchez. That's not happening anytime soon. And, you know, maybe somebody like Luke Voit, but Voit is hitting so many home runs already. The problem is they aren't doing enough damage to really carry the day. It's not Voit hitting doubles into the gap and driving in runs left and right. He's either hitting the ball out of the ballpark or he's striking out. There's not much more to it than that for Voit. So while he's been hot lately in terms of the home runs, it's not like it's translated because they've lost these five games in a row where he has been absolutely tearing it up. The good news, DJ LeMahieu could be back as soon as this weekend. Boone said that he wanted him to get some more at-bats at the alternate site in Scranton, the upside down, whatever the hell it is, before he brought him back. But it sounds like the news is very encouraging on LeMahieu. I would point to him as being the guy. And I want to give him a little bit of time before I would do that. Now, we saw how quickly he came back from COVID throughout summer camp and the way he started the year, certainly. I think when you continue to expect superhuman things, it's unfair, especially when it's somebody that has really produced at the exceptional level that LeMahieu has. I would expect, though, that within 4 to 5 days of being back, he would be back in a groove, given his history in Pinstripes. A couple of other notes. Number one, Boone said that he, quote, wouldn't expect to be using Clark Schmidt this weekend. I'm very curious as to why that is. You know, we don't get a chance with no AAA to see numbers of how he's pitching at the alternate site. So the Yankees are simply going off of what they're seeing and how he's pitching in inter-squad games and such. He said he wouldn't rule anything out, but wouldn't expect it to be the case. So either A, Schmidt's not throwing the ball particularly well, or well enough where they feel like it's worth doing quite yet, or B, maybe there's a service time issue that's involved here. Remember, it's a lot trickier this season because of the shortened year and for when guys' service time starting would actually affect their long-term situation with free agency, getting that extra year out of them. Unclear why that is. One bad note about it, though, is with the trade deadline on Monday, one guy the Yankees had absolutely been taking a strong look at was Taijuan Walker, the right-hander from the Seattle Mariners. Well, he got traded on Thursday. He got sent to the Toronto Blue Jays, who, by the way, are right behind the Yankees, just two games back. And Walker is headed there for a player to be named later or cash considerations. You would think he would get a decent prospect in return, but he was somebody that the Yankees felt like could help them. World beater? No. A guy with an awful lot of ability? Yes. Still relatively young at 28 years old, but somebody that has had problems staying on the field the last couple of years. Remember, he was in Arizona as well. He was initially in the Gene Segura trade a few years back in 2016 after he started his career in Seattle and just re-signed back with him this year. But now, as we said, headed to Toronto. And so that presents the question, where will they be able to turn for pitching before Monday? Over the weekend, should something transpire, we will put together a little emergency Savages in the Box for you and analyze whatever the Yankees are able to do if they get something done this weekend. Now, as far as the series with the Mets, 4:05 first pitch on Friday. Yankees are the home team in game one. It'll be Jordan Montgomery pitching for the Yankees. Sounds like it could be Michael Wacha, who was scheduled to pitch on Thursday night, but he, of course, did not as the Mets walked off the field in protest along with the Miami Marlins in the light of the protests across sports. Game two, the Mets will be the home team. Looks like it's going to be a bullpen game for the Yankees and possibly for the Mets. It'll also be Jackie Robinson Day in game two, where, of course, every player will be wearing number 42. So there is your abbreviated version of Savages in the Box. Like I said, we'll get you an emergency version this weekend if need be with any potential trades that happen for the Yankees. You know they will be out shopping for pitching. Carlin, out.
Savages in the Box is available on the ESPN app and from Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.